From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won rare praise for President Donald Trump from a leading Democrat not known for his kind words for the president. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move and a major accomplishment. For its part, North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. Lori London has more.
The latest sanctions were unanimously approved in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile that it claims can reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions.
For the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and negotiated with the North's closest ally, China. Haley says it builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. But Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged that assertion, saying it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis, in Christmas Eve remarks on Sunday, likened the journey of Mary and Joseph to the migrations of millions of people today who are forced to leave their homelands for a better life. And he expressed hope that no one will feel that there is no room for them on this earth. The Pope noted that Mary and Joseph arrived in a land with no place for them, as he drew parallels to contemporary time. From Washington, this is VOA News. Spain's King Felipe VI has used his traditional Christmas Eve address to call on Catalonia's newly elected parliament to renounce further moves towards independence. In a televised speech on Sunday night, the king said the way forward cannot once again lead to confrontation or exclusion. Felipe said Catalonia's leaders must face the problems that affect all Catalans, respecting their diversity and thinking responsibly in the common good of all. The king gave the address 4 days after a regional parliamentary election that resulted in separatist parties being voted back into power. Spain's prime minister had dissolved the previous parliament after it voted in October to declare Catalonia an independent republic. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said he won initial endorsements, the required initial endorsements that he needed to run a presidential bid to challenge leader Vladimir Putin. Navalny said that we're going for these elections to win, and despite all the differences in resources, we can oppose the current government successfully. Navalny supporters rallied in multiple cities across the country, including Moscow and St. Petersburg. For the first time in more than 3 years since Islamic State militants took over vast swaths of Iraq and Syria, Iraqi Christians have gone to church to celebrate Christmas in Mosul, a former militant stronghold. Worshippers and Muslim activists say they're hoping the holidays may bring some healing. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the scene.
During the time Islamic State militants ruled Mosul, this church was a prison. Today, worshippers celebrate Christmas here for the first time since Islamic State militants took over the city in 2014, forcing the entire Christian population, about 200,000 people, to flee. During the 9 months Iraqi and coalition forces battled to take back Mosul, another million people fled their homes, nearly all Muslims. Worshippers at this church say they hope to go home if or when they are more confident Mosul is safe. But so far, less than a dozen Christian families have returned. Both Christians and Muslims attended the service today, hoping that once again Mosul will start to regrow its diversity. Reporting from Mosul in Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Tunisia on Sunday suspended Emirates Airlines flights from landing in Tunisia. This after public outcry over security measures in the United Arab Emirates targeting women from Tunisia. The UAE said on Sunday that security information had caused the delays on Tunisian women. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.